calling Moton Tate. If you know your party's extension number, please dial it now. For operations and human resources.
Please hold while I try that extension.
Ken Moton.
Hi, Ken. This is Reuben Goldstein at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Good, good. I left you a message the other day. I just wanted to follow up with that finally.
Yes, Reuben. Yes. I got your note on Indeed. Not Indeed, but...
LinkedIn.
And, and you know, I don't know what you have available in terms of financing or what your discussion you want to have in terms of where we're at from a business standpoint or whatever, but I'm certainly open to better opportunities and what makes sense for us and you. So.
Yeah, let me tell you a little about myself and our company. I've been here about 9.5 years. I think what we offer is everything that I do personally is extremely personable. That's how I built my book of business. Find out what a need is, tell people the truth, and generally get a lot of referrals. We have some products. It's not the same sales pitch you've probably heard from a lot of different lenders, which is, well, we'll refinance your rate or save 0.5% on this. It's our business is really about finding out what the needs are and seeing if we can provide an appropriate solution. We offer all different types of financing products besides real estate. So all types of lines of credit, term loans, equipment financing, everything from super low risk to super high risk. I guess the question I'd ask you is, can you tell me a little about your business and maybe how financing plays a role and if you're looking right now at any opportunities?
Well, right now, our business is we're a staffing company, and we our focus is in the IT and engineering space.
Okay.
I started a company after leaving Lockheed Martin. I was VP of HR for what was then known as Lockheed Martin Space out in Denver. Moved
okay.
back to Orlando. Moved back to Orlando simply because I had worked in Orlando with Martin Marietta, where I had the same position for electronic systems company with Martin Marietta. And I wanted to kick the business off. I was out in Denver for 10 years, and I wanted to get back to the sunshine.
Okay.
Start a business here.
I am jealous of your state income tax, by the way.
Right. Yeah, it's tough not to be jealous of zero.
So, we get destroyed.
Where are you located?
In California.
Ouch.
Yeah, I pay the government of California each year more than a Honda Accord in income tax. It's horrific. They destroy us.
It has its upside too. taxes is not one of their upsides.
Absolutely. What are your annual sales, if you don't mind me asking, per year for your business?
A little over $3 million.
Okay.
So we're still small. And,
okay. You're not that small.
But we're growing, and right now our financing is through Wells Fargo.
You have a line with them?
They have a staffing finance arm.
Okay.
Which winds up being a little bit better factoring, but it's against receivables.
What's your limit with them?
I mean,
right
now it can grow to whatever new business we can take on. Right now it's $750,000.
$750,000. And how much is utilized?
Right now we're only utilizing like maybe $450,000 of that.
And you said it's factoring, so it's like factoring. So basically you send them AR and they give you money, basically?
That's correct. We get 90% of the AR. And factoring, the normal factoring firms want an arm and a leg. They just want a hand.
Okay, so let me explain.
It's not optimum. You know, when we get large enough, then I'm sure we'll have businesses tripping over us to offer us a line of credit. But
I'd actually tell you that there's a big dividing line right now in banking. It's about the $20 million mark. The default rate for businesses under $20 million has been very high comparatively. And so many banks are just, once you hit that number, you do have some people soliciting your business, but it's probably not, and don't take this the wrong way, it's probably not as strong as you think. People have been getting a lot more conservative. It's because of some huge defaults. But I guess what I would tell you is, I want to tell you kind of how we work, and maybe we have a product that it could be supplementary to your business. So right now, you take an invoice or an accounts receivable, someone's not paying you or paying you quickly enough, you get money against that, but it's basically maybe a 30-day window, correct?
We deal a lot with state and state government and the federal government, so
okay.
It's more like 60 days.
60 days, okay. So I have a product that's very, very different, and also I have a product that you could use if you reach the limit with your local bank, and it's a term loan based on your sales, but we allow you to keep your first position relationship. So there's probably a general UCC on your business. We allow you to keep that relationship. And it's called a working capital term loan. Now, the highlights of this product is you're not going to come to us and say, here's an accounts receivable or here's an invoice like factoring and sell it off each and every time and then chase the money back in 60 days and start all over again. You're able to do what you want with the money. We don't, and you have a set time to pay the loan back. We would go up for your business of your size for around $250,000 to $300,000 is a realistic idea. It's about 10% of your gross sales. You'd have anywhere between 6 months to 2 years to pay back the money over a fixed payment schedule. But most importantly, you can do whatever you want with the money. You're not having to come to us with an accounts receivable or invoice each time. It's a much different product. So it's a lot more control for the business owner than always doing like an accounts receivable or invoice factoring relationship. And I don't know if that's something where you have any opportunities where, I know the business owners that I work with, it's all about opportunities. Sometimes it's marketing, sometimes it's a new project. Opportunities take capital, so this is a great way for many of the clients that I work with to access capital.
Let me just be frank with you, Ruben. Operating capital is obviously, extremely important for any firm. And for us, it would be focused on having a couple good account executives out there trying to... Right now, I'm doing everything.
Oh, so you're drumming up all your business.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything. And that's the reason why we're growing so slow. I'm doing the business proposal development. If I had some real good staffing account executives, we've got a great reputation. We do a superior job. But if I could get, a couple folks out there doing what they do best, they would pay for themselves. Okay.
Do people in your space work commission only, or do they demand a pretty high salary?
There's a mixture. Okay.
Okay.
You give them some base, but I would never go with sales where somebody could make could live well off of. Yeah, there's no incentive for them to be hungry, and nor would I look at capping somebody if they can get us $10 million. I don't care what they make. We're going to agree upon what that's going to look like, but beforehand. I believe that small base, a reasonable commission, okay? It may be a little bit better than the market, okay, for example. And I wouldn't cap them. If you got a really wrong.
Yeah, why would you? You remind me of kind of my development with my company. And also, you remind me of a client that I just funded in North Carolina last year who had a very similar business. And he actually, it was a little different. He bought over someone who was sales superstar guy, makes a lot of money, and he deserves every penny. But the problem that my client had was this guy, it was expensive. So he knew that he would produce, but the bottom line was he required about, his base salary was about $100,000. So... And for my client, he had a smaller business than you. It's about $1 million a year. But his issue was he wanted to front a little of the salary, and he knew he would make money. There's no beating around the bush. He would make money. The challenge he had was, well, there's no way for me to self-fund this guy for 6 months until he gets up running. And so he borrowed $75,000 from us, financed the other $25,000, and it all worked out. But I understand what you're saying. You're saying, look, I can have someone that can make me a ton of money, give them enough base so they're not going to be, you know, in the poorhouse, but they've got to earn their keep. And if they do well, you don't care what they make because you get a portion of every dollar.
That's right. That's right. And that, for example, would be what I would look at financing for. To do something, and I don't have anything in mind because I'm just brainstorming with you.
Absolutely.
So I don't have anybody laying in the wings or anything like that. But what we do is recruit. So I would recruit some, and I would be looking at more than one person or a couple good people. But
I mean, yeah, we could do that. I mean, if I'm not here to press anyone, I really talk to someone and they say, well, thank God you called because I didn't know what to do until you called me. But if that need comes up or that opportunity arises, we can put a loan. Our approval process, just you know, it's pretty quick. It's usually about a day at most for approvals, $250,000 and under. So if you were looking for some capital for that reason, not actually an accounts receivable issue, just give me some cash based on what I want to do with the money, not what I'm currently doing. I think this product could, I think we could get your deal done pretty quickly and at good terms.
What would be the term?
So the way that our loan works is it's a cash flow based loan. There's really no reason for you to pick up the phone if things go sideways. So we base the loan almost exclusively on cash flow. The terms that we offer, we actually will give you the maximum term available and then work backwards. So you're actually able to set your own rate and cost for the loan. Usually the maximum term we'll do this is 24 months. But I think for you, it'd probably be a more appropriate idea of matching revenue to expenses and telling us, hey, this is the time frame I feel that this person will spool up by and doing a loan. You know, if it takes them 6 months to spool up, you do a 6 month loan or maybe an 8 month loan to get some breathing room. If it takes them 10 months, maybe 12 months to give you some breathing room. I can go through all approvals and terms and then you can decide, you know, what would work best. I guess the question I'd ask you is this: by getting, say, one or two good guys, how much additional revenue and most importantly, how much additional profit would that make your company?
Like I said, we're just brainstorming. I don't have anything fixed in my head. Two good folks out there, we could probably quadruple the size we are quickly. And quick would mean 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, the product would be good for you. I mean, it's a great supplementary product that didn't even used to exist. This product hasn't even existed until about 5 years ago. That's when we started offering it and doing and funding these loans. But it's been an amazing opportunity for our clients that have been able to really, frankly, help their business grow.
Okay, well, let me do a little put some thinking with this and. If you would email me your information so I can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it. My email address.
Oh, I've got it off LinkedIn. Let me make sure I've just got it. Hold on. So what I have here is, let me just confirm. I've got kmotin at motintate.com.
That's correct.
Cool. Yeah, I'll shoot you an email.
Yeah, shoot me an email with all your contact on it. And, give me a couple days to put together some good strategic planning on it and some numbers with it.
Okay.
I'm probably going to have a more intelligent conversation with you when I swing back.
Cool. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good. I really appreciate you reaching out to me, and this has potential being real helpful.
Sounds like a plan.
Down the road, I mean, certainly, you know, have the availability of cash when you need it to help drive your business in a positive direction is always good to have and somebody to reach out to. So. Let me do some thinking on this, and I'll swing back to you in a couple of days.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.